It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland, 503-733-2970. 4 hours, 53 minutes, 2 seconds until listener party the nine happening tonight. 7 p.m. Subject line of this email is that Australian guy. Rick, you know Australia is basically Alabama with a beach, right? Just so you know. Signed, Dan from New Zealand. But yes, if you're wondering how a guy from New Zealand is listening to your show, I'll be at the party tonight with my roommates. So ha, he actually says, H-A-H, ha, in your face, Australian guy. All right, there you go. All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Jen Lane's going to be up later on. Rick, as far as listener party moments, how about the tapping? Sarah knows what we're talking about. Aaron and the tapping.
There was no tapping.
Just passing along the information.
Sure.
Rick, will the bad shirt engineer be there? I have some truly awful shirts for him. I have two maybes for tonight. I told them... Something sucking, good way. Okay, I don't even know what this means. Starship Magenta Placenta. This email's just evolved into weird random words. All right, there you go. We're going to close that. It's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting. Well, more drivers are apparently cutting back on their trips with gas prices topping $3 in Central Florida and nearing $3.80 in Los Angeles. Why, that's close to $4. Apparently around here, it's around $2.79, $2.80.
I guess. Isn't that how much it is?
I think so. Last time I checked.
I don't know. The $4 is always that magical cutoff point they use because that's what it is in Britain. In Britain, that's the canard they always pull out of. Well, at least we're not in Britain. You know, in Britain, it's $4. So it's what, $3.80 in L.A.?
Yeah.
I think it's what it was last summer. I went to L.A. last summer, and I think it was like $3.78, something like that. And I had like a rental car that got like two miles to the gallon and whatnot, so, yeah. All right.
Meanwhile, an 8-year-old boy swiped his teacher's car keys and took her minivan for a joyride, cruising safely home and into the record books as the city's youngest auto thief ever. This is from Modesto, California. Now, where would he get an idea like that? Well, we have Modesto Police Captain Mike Boyer. He thinks he has the answer.
I asked him, actually, if what was his favorite video game? And he told me it was GTA, or Grand Theft Auto. And so I'm assuming that probably he got some of the ideas from that kind of game.
Yes.
I'm a simpleton with a tiny, tiny brain.
And that kind of game is something Boyer doesn't think is appropriate, especially for an 8-year-old.
Those types of games are very dangerous for a lot of kids, especially young kids, because of the graphic nature and the types of things that it teaches kids. You know, thinking that killing cops and stealing cars is a cool thing.
And the hookers.
And the hookers.
He was the tiniest kid in the class.
No, he thinks the hookers are okay.
Yes, don't forget that. Yes, and also the pinball games and the comic books.
MySpace.
Yes, and the MySpace. Yes, it all. Speaking of which, well, we'll finish. Let's do a few more, then we'll talk MySpace, and then Jen Lane will be here.
Pedophile or Oklahoman? A man is causing an uproar in his rural southwestern Oklahoma town for advertising he'd like to pay for a young virgin to be his bride. Michael Thurman says he doesn't understand all the squawking by his wicked neighbors.
Well, what is it? Well, what is young? I mean, we're not talking 12.
He's put up a yard sign that says he'll pay $1,000 for a virgin bride between the ages of 12 and 24.
Oh. Where is this?
Bray, Oklahoma.
Is there an age of consent?
Kids, age of consent? Not that it's wrong or right in any way. I mean, it's clearly wrong, and you shouldn't be doing
now,
it.
Now, Thurman just doesn't understand. He said his grandmother married a much older man at the age of 14. After complaints, he put up a new sign Wednesday without the ages. The new sign says he's not...
I think that ship has sailed, my friend. Okay. Well, MySpace is clearly where he should be anyway. I mean, come on, let's be honest.
The new sign says he's not interested in pig worshipping, heathenism, or white supremacy.
I don't understand.
Well, it's trying to make his neighbors feel a little bit better. This is Oklahoma.
Does that imply that in Oklahoma you run the risk of being identified as somebody who is into white supremacy and pig worshipping?
Apparently so, or a heathen.
And between the ages of 12 and 24?
That's that demographic, yeah.
Here's what I don't understand about that, apart from, the obvious.
His grandmother was married at 14.
Okay. I don't... Look, I understand how some parts of the country, the common clay, they're salt of the earth people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a learned people.
Oh. Does it have a picture of him?
No, but I didn't realize how old he was. He's 45.
Yeah, that is old.
Yeah, that's what you get for watching that Bill Paxton show. I realize they're not a learned, advanced, they're not sophisticates in many part of the country. They're not a cosmopolitan culture. Here's what I don't understand about that, apart from the business of wanting to bugger a 12-year-old, which is repellent. I don't understand how, doesn't it seem like a binary either-or proposition? You are either attracted to a 24-year-old,
mm-hmm.
or you are attracted to a 12-year-old. I guess I'm speaking now pure aesthetics. I don't understand how the same guy is attracted to, and, you know what I mean? Unless you're one of those 0.05% of the guys out there who really does have the thing for Calista Flockhart and Kate Moss, I don't really understand how the same guy is attracted to both of those. You know, I just, you know, whatever. I, you know, he'll be in jail soon enough. All right,
I think that's enough for now.
Yes.
All right. Well, we can do this later.
I'm so confused. Well, let's do it now, and then we'll bring Jen Lane on.
Why, that sounds like a fabulous idea.
Here's your geek watch.
The high-speed modem is intolerably slow.
Make it up as we go on.
We're quasars in limit, remember?
We really are.
Just a television show. That's all, okay?
That's what happens when you're not automated.
We were wondering if the quantum flux, and just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn ship. You got it?
Energize.
Why, this is not a single, but a double geek watch.
Engage.
Dateline, New York. Home TV screens just keep getting bigger, don't they? And there's no end in sight. Panasonic pitched the tent outside the New York Stock Exchange yesterday. I know, kids. Yesterday, to show off the biggest high-definition plasma screen yet. It's 103 inches. That's just an inch bigger than the versions being produced by Samsung and LG.
Versions being produced by...
Oh, versions. Okay. Versions, yeah, man. You still think about that Oklahoma?
I am, actually. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Maybe he could be traded for a TV.
Okay.
Panasonic Vice President Andrew Nicklin said the new screen weighs 400 pounds. Now, if you buy one, you need a wall big enough to fit it. You want professional installation.
103? 103?
Imagine dropping that, yeah.
How many feet is that? What's that divided by 12? It's like 9? That's 9.5? That can't be right.
It's 103 inches, an inch bigger than versions being produced by Samsung.
How big is that window, would you imagine, right there behind us? That's, what, 7?
No, probably like 5.5, 6.
So it's like double the width of that window?
Yeah. It weighs 400 pounds.
All right. You know, whatever. I mean, Matt's got that TV that's like 58 inches or something. I mean, and that's like a good 6 feet. I mean, and that thing is crazy. And then Joni's got one bigger than that. Joni's got a 61-inch television screen. And she lives in Vancouver. So, I mean, you know...
I have a 19-inch screen.
Yeah, I got, like, I got whatever it is that came with the house. It was just sitting there. Somebody left it behind.
Now, yours is pretty big.
It's okay. I mean, it's decent, I guess. But it's like you... But I go over to Joni sometimes, and we'll watch this screen. It's not only 61 inches, it's high def. And so it's like a huge, towering, pockmarked Gwyneth Paltrow just looming over you all the time. Boy, let me tell you about people who look bad in high def. I have no illusions that I would look good. I mean, because I would not. I would look terrible. Half the women you think are hot, you wouldn't think they were so hot if you saw them on high-definition television. It's kind of off-putting. It sort of makes you...
It shows every pore.
If you're a guy like Eric Estrada or one of those guys, you got to be glad that didn't exist back in the day. Or a John Travolta, because you know that guy looks bad under a microscope. I'm just saying...
I want to see Benicio Del Toro under one of those high-definition TVs.
But he's rugged anyway. That's kind of
his
appeal.
Yeah, but I think that he's just all holy. I want to see him.
Like an Edward James Olmos, where it's like you could actually just see through the back of his skull.
Oh.
You could actually
like the surface of the moon.
You could actually just see into his brain. All right, so that's a huge TV.
Oh, second part. Superman Returns. The video game will reach stores June 26th, 4 days before the Man of Steel returns to the big screen in North America, but the similarities go deeper than their release dates. Tying the movie and game world together are the voice and likeness of Superman Returns stars Brandon Routh, as well as the voices of Kevin Spacey, who's Lex Luthor, and Kate Bosworth, who's Lois Lane, Parker Posey, Kitty Kowalski.
Parker Posey, isn't she past her expiration? Is she not allowed to be in any more movies, is she? What's she doing in this? She's not allowed to be in anything that has, like, an actual studio imprint.
Kitty Kowalski. Whatever that is.
Whatever.
She wasn't in the original Superman.
Kitty Kowalski's...
Maybe she's Lois Lane's secretary.
She's the kooky next-door neighbor of Superman.
It could be.
Hey, Kitty!
And someone named Sam Huntington plays Jimmy Olsen. Most of the cast worked in Los Angeles studios for the game, while Posey recorded her dialogue in Germany, just to be difficult. Chris Gray, the executive producer of Superman Returns, made a concerted effort to ensure that the game was true to the new direction of the revitalized franchise. And this is getting more boring as I read it.
New direction.
He worked with film director Brian Singer and screenwriters Michael Dougherty and Dan Harris, in addition to a team of 150 people at A.O.'s Tiberian Studio in Florida. This is boring. And traveled to the film's... And then, to make it even worse, he traveled to the film's Australian set to get an authentic feel for the project, whatever that means. This is more of an Australian Superman.
You know, here's the thing. I can't fathom
Someone called for a story with 1,200 words. It didn't matter what the words were. Just make it long. It doesn't have to make sense or be interesting.
At some point, they're just pasting an ipsum lorem text. I don't understand how they've managed to take a story about a man who can fly and withstand bullets and go faster than the speed of sound, and they've somehow made that a story that put me into a coma about 5 minutes ago.
It even gets worse.
Oh, God.
He brought in video game writer Flint Dilley and comic scribe Mark Wolfman to expand the game's storyline and provide gamers with surprises. We don't want to know what they are. Let's ruin them right now.
No one cares.
Well, they incorporate such villains as Parasite, Metallo, Bizarro, and the property's 60 years of heritage, whatever that sentence means. In addition to giving players a sense of flying and having the requisite superpowers to defend Metropolis. Please, miss us if you possibly can.
Okay.
This is the most boring geek watch I've ever read.
There you go. That's your
I lost interest several sentences ago.
By the Sons of War.
You sort of became automated there.
I did, didn't I?
Ooh, loneliness and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
It's 2:18. We're playing this one for Tiger. We're playing this one for Gresham.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. Are we done with that?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, let's break. Let's break.
And then
come back with Jen Lane.
Clean slate.
Yes. Come back, and we will start anew. Jesus God. All right. Come back. We got Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine around the corner. We are coming up on Listener Party 9 happening tonight. 4 hours, 41 minutes, 5 seconds away from right now. You stay there. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this on Chance at 970. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland, 503-733-2970. Coming up in mere moments, our good friend Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine will be joining us. Don't forget, friends and neighbors, we are now 4 hours, 33 minutes, and 29 seconds away from Listener Party 9. Happening tonight, 7 p.m., St. Paul's Mount Tabor on 49th and Hawthorne. Rick, I heard that crazy Chinese woman screaming on your show. I swear it sounded like Margaret Cho doing one of her stand-up comedy routines. Except you're missing the, never mind. I'm not going to stoop to making Margaret Cho jokes. It's beneath me. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk with Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. Betty Ford is undergoing routine tests at Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California. She turned 88 last month and has been in good health. She hasn't been drinking lately. And there's nothing to be concerned about, says her spokeswoman.
She's off the Kitty Dukakis diet.
She's fine. Just test. Just an appointment for test. There's nothing more to it, so stop asking.
Okay.
Former President Ford, who was hospitalized for 11 days in January with pneumonia, was at the couple's Thunderbird Estates home about a mile from Eisenhower.
Does Betty Ford live at a place called Thunderbird Estates?
She certainly does.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a bar named after her downtown, but it's spelled differently.
Is it on Burnside, the Betty Ford place?
Yeah, I guess it's a franchise, maybe.
Ah, it's genius. That's the best thing ever.
Okay. So anyway,
and the street from Night Train Way and Mad Dog Plaza.
Old President Ford is 92. He is the oldest living president.
I thought she was dead. I thought she'd been dead a long time.
No.
All right.
These people who drink live forever. The head of the Taliban in Pakistan's travel area has warned there could be no peace in Afghanistan as long as U.S. forces remain in that country. We will not stop our jihad against the Americans, said Haji Omar. The Afghan government has repeatedly complained that militants in Pakistan are causing the they're causing attacks, but nobody can do a thing about it. Pakistan denies helping the Taliban fighters, so we're not afraid of them anymore anyway. What do we care about Afghanistan? Yesterday's news.
So, I've already forgotten about it. It slid right out of my brain. It was coded in Missoula.
Yeah, right. Tomorrow's Iran.
Okay.
That's it for now. We'll see you tonight at the Listener
Party. At Listener Party 9, happening tonight at BMC Village, my favorite. With special on-site news reports from Tim Riley in the Johnson 970 mobile newsroom.
Yes, indeed.
So you want to be listening for that.
Wonderful.
All right. Okay. You didn't really sell that.
Oh, please attend.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley. It's 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend. I'm just pausing now while we okay, and there we go. Thank you.
I was waiting for the conversation.
Our good friend from Barfly Magazine, Jen Lane, joining us down the studio. How are you, sister?
I'm good.
You're looking very fetching today in a powder blue sweater.
Why, thank you.
All right. So we are now coming up on listener party 9. We are now 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 37 seconds away. And so everybody, I don't care what you have to do. I don't care what engagements you have to break. I don't care what appointments you have to miss out on. I don't care how much you have to neglect your children, your grandchildren, a dying mother, a relative, a sick pet. It doesn't matter. You must be there. And so it's going to be the best time ever. How are things in the world of Barfly?
Good, except I can't believe you don't like my band name.
Which is, you suggested...
Well, I don't think he didn't get it.
It was a Brokeback thing, though, right?
Yeah, and more of the point. Well, how could you not have seen Brokeback Mountain by now?
Because I don't care. I don't. It's about two people finding love through obstacles. Like, it had nothing to do with the gay thing. It's just like, I don't care. What is it? It's about love and togetherness. And it's like, by that point, I've changed the channel. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, that's exactly, Sleepless in the Saddle is what it is. wait, hold on. No,
do you think?
That's really, that's worthy of the, no, that's...
Well, for the joke factor alone, you should have seen it.
No, but I was off the air. There was sort of a Brokeback event horizon, I like to call it, of about 90 days where every guy with a microphone or a stage or whatever was like, Brokeback reference. And then, like, everybody laughed and giggled, and then they went to a commercial or played the Goo Goo Dolls or something. And I had no need. There's certain things I see out of a sense of pop cultural obligation. Like, what's another example? Well, like, I saw all three, like, even after Phantom Menace.
Like, reading the Bible?
I saw, yes. I saw Attack of the Clones, even though we all knew it was I knew that was gonna be like being scrotum punched for 2 hours, but it's like, and paying for it, but it's like I had to see it, cause you gotta be able to go, Attack of the Clones, Attack of the Drones, you know, or whatever, just some stupid, just so you gotta be able to reference that. Misa suck! Brokeback, had I been on the air, I would have seen. It's like why I saw Munich, because Munich overlapped when we were coming back, and it's a Spielberg film.
Oh, yeah, and you could get enough cultural references out of Munich. God. Yeah.
Boy, that's it. And that Munich is one of those things where I'm sitting there and you can feel the money flying away. Like, if you look up, you can see Spielberg, like, taking 10 of your dollars that you will never get back. So we're good. We're caught up, right?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. All right, Jen Lane is here and with a special guest.
Yes, we're a special guest.
All right, who should we introduce now and then we'll talk later?
Sure, it's Shantos McDonald's. Shantos McDonald's from Sabalas.
There you go.
He's a fixture on the Portland night scene.
He is. Now, we went to Sabalas the other night, and you were there spinning. Wait, was it? No, it was something fantastic. It was Thin Lizzy.
Yes, I was doing some Thin Lizzy.
Excellent. And you've got a series, and you've got like...
DJ Night Moves moniker.
And you've got the full-on, like, Hetfield mustache, too.
I'll show you why I'm called DJ Night Moves.
Oh, good Lord. I didn't need to see that.
That's why you're a fixture on the night scene.
That's an unpleasant...
Stuff like that, when you go out of your way... To show that you're a party every day.
I have to say that
was... tattoo Night Moves above your butt crack.
Above the cleft of the buttock is where that was.
There's a whole story to it, but...
Yeah, I'd rather not hear it. If it's...
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sure
we're moving...
love it.
All right.
Southern Oregon in the early 80s, man. It don't get better than that.
Does it involve the words back and broke in any way?
No, it doesn't. No,
okay.
No.
See, you bitches. I can make the joke. I have to see the movie. All right. Well, should we... Let's go to the phones here. Hi, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Rick. Chris the Beer Guy.
Chris the Beer Guy. How are you, sir?
I've got another excellent reason why people should not miss the party.
Now, what would that be?
We have 55 cases of beer delivered there that are homeless.
Well, we are good at finding... Can I just tell you this? Here, this is a true story, and this has actually happened a couple times. We were at a previous party at a place that... I don't even know if they're around. I think they might have changed. It doesn't matter. It was the White Trash Barbecue. And we were doing the listener party there. And they, at one point, actually... We found out the next day, first of all, A, that we had consumed, like that joke about the alcoholic, how much do you drink? All of it. Well, they had consumed all of it. Like, the listeners had consumed every carbonated alcoholic thing on the premises. They had run out of glasses, and they were having to serve it, like, literally, like you'd say, I'd like a glass of beer in a pitcher. They were having to give people pitchers with a glass full of beer inside.
And then they ran out of beer.
And then they ran out. And so that's kind of the... That's how we roll, Chris.
So. Yeah, well, no, I was your beer guy for that.
That's what I'm saying. You
run out, but they definitely needed more beer for the weekend.
It was like managers were running. They were having to like bring in double the dishwashers. It was good times. So, are you going to be there tonight with us?
Of course.
Fantastic, Chris. You've been with us through a lot of these things.
Yeah, I've done several or helped out with the other if you've been out of my area.
So we are tomorrow. We'll get a full breakout from you on the
exact. Paying my mortgage.
We're doing our best, my friend. Doing our best to enable our listeners' worst habits. And then tomorrow we'll get a full breakout for you on how many cubic gallons or whatever were consumed.
Yep, I'll talk to Jason and find out what he went through and what he's got to order still.
All right, Chris the beer guy, we will see you tonight, my friend.
Talk to you later.
All right, there you go. That's Chris the beer guy talking about Listener Party 9 coming up tonight. All right, so we're still ahead of the game today, which is fantastic. Let's see what else I have to get through, if anything. Emerson Starship, check. Roop on porn, check. Okay. Hit on Lisa Goddard, check. Okay, this is the thing. Now, we had a guy email. We had several people actually email about this. And a guy wanted to have he wanted us to assemble top five moments from previous listener parties. And as I said earlier, that was one of those things where it was just impossible to do because it was like assembling the five greatest TV theme songs of all time. It's like it is the tyranny of choice. The list of possible contenders and candidates is so massive, so mammoth, so all-consuming, so all-encompassing. It fills your entire spectrum of vision that we were unable to do it. And so what we're going to do, so between now and the top of the hour, and then that's it. Then we're going to see you tonight. So we started to get email about it already. And I don't know. So here's what we'll do. So if you've got one that leaps to mind, we did this thing before. I think it was when Lycus was here. We did the complete this sentence, and it was this one time when I was drunk, ... So here's what we're going to do. This is today's high concept topic. This is our snakes on a plane topic for today. I want you to complete this sentence, and the number is 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. I want you to complete this sentence this one time at a Rick Emerson listener party. So there you go. There's your high concept topic for today. 503-733-2970. This one time at a Rick Emerson listener party. Sarah's pointing a finger at.
No.
What does that mean?
Nothing. What's going on?
No, but what were you just pointing at?
Well, Jen's been patiently waiting.
I'm introducing the topic.
Okay.
Jen. And so, see, this was the smooth handoff. It was going to be, for example, Jen
Lane.
You
know that's never smooth between us. It's like
this,
a chunk.
This was going to be the huge, rough handoff. Jen Lane, you have been to many Emerson listener parties.
She has.
Complete this sentence, if you would, this one time at a Rick Emerson party.
What about that time when those people were making out in the back, or were they having sex behind the scenes?
Oh, the last one.
Yeah. Oh, at the Viper Room. Yeah.
What was that guy's tinker?
I don't think that's public knowledge. Prank.
Well,
it's out there now. That was.
And then there was the Tawana Brawley girl.
Tawana Brawley girl.
That might have been like.
I think that might have been in New. I think that might have been in New York.
No, she had stuff written all over her.
That was at Lycus. That wasn't us. Yeah. That was, in fact, there were several girls. There was that girl at Lycus that took off her clothing.
There was the girl who had stuff written on her butt cheeks at our party.
Oh, that was Bobby. She's going to be there again. She had Ground Zero written on her butt, on her ass. And it was an attempt to win like a night with Clyde. Not a night with Clyde, but you know what I mean. It was a night with Clyde in a graveyard. Yeah, you know. And so she wrote Ground Zero on her buttocks. It's 503-733-2970. We want you to finish this sentence. This one time at a Rick Emerson listener party. Try not to say anything that'll get us sued. Hi, who's this?
This is Carson.
Hi, Carson. How can I help you, sir? What is it? Can you complete this sentence?
Sure. This one time at a Rick Emerson listener party, Carson jumped off the stage into the crowd doing the air guitar God contest.
Oh, that's right. Now, that was, we did that a couple years ago, actually. It was Hot for Teacher, right?
Yeah, and it was at Bloodbath and Beyond.
Bloodbath and Beyond. And we did, now, tonight we're not doing that, but we're doing something similar to that. We're doing the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest tonight, where five lucky contestants will be singing the mellow sounds of Ronnie James Dio's Rainbow in the Dark, backed up by the band. And with the winner bringing the... Now, did you injure yourself that night?
I did not injure myself. I had a great time. That was one of the coolest parties I've ever been to. And
listen to how I spin it right into the promotion.
I can't repeat I came up there with a porn star shirt on, and I called myself a reference.
It was a stunt rooster.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's exactly what the shirt said.
When you guys decided, well, we're going to have to get together here and decide who the winner is, which I pretty much figured I had it sewn up, not to be conceited, but, I mean, I could go way overboard compared to everybody else. And the whole crowd just started chanting that.
Yes, yeah, I do remember that, actually. And so did you win?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, I won. I still got the guitar with all your guys' signatures on it.
Fantastic. Not that it's all a blur to me and Sarah now. Not that it all blends together in a haze of like flesh and alcohol or anything
exactly.
like that.
Not that we're actually going to the bar a few hours before the thing starts.
Not that we have a tab that we exceed almost every time. Are you going to be there tonight, sir?
I'm going to attempt to make it.
Try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
I hear you. And I would absolutely love to be there, and I'm really going to try to be there.
No. Oh, but what could possibly come between you and me, sir? Wait, Brokeback. Insert Brokeback reference here.
You're like 2 months too late, Rick.
Jen, go with it.
I was going to go with the Calvin's reference.
Nothing. Nothing.
I'm not
insert pedophiliac look at the camera. So what could you have that would be more important than Listener Party 9 happening tonight at 7 p.m. as well as Matt Damer?
Well, actually, I'm supposed to be getting on an airplane, but I'm thinking about canceling that trip.
What are you thinking about? Unless it's a trip to be rubbed down by a bunch of Hawaiian tropic models on the shores of Maui. What is this?
Well, actually, I don't want to make you feel bad. I'm supposed to be going to a family member's funeral.
They're gonna be dead next week.
Yeah, that's
they're not going to suddenly get up.
Once.
They're not going to get up and run around and be better, my friend. And if they do, I'm sure they'll let you know.
Right.
Is this a family member you cared about?
Well, of course it is. My grandfather, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, look, if your grandfather...
Back away.
I'm saying, if your grandfather was here, Carson, was your grandfather a life-loving man? Wouldn't he tell you that life is for the living that you got? If your grandfather was here...
I cannot believe you're trying to convince him to not go to his grandfather's funeral.
Shh. Salespeople are listening. I got a whore.
You have no soul.
If your grandfather was here, wouldn't he say to you, Carson... I tried to live my life to the fullest every day I could. And Carson, now that I'm here in a better place at the right hand of Jesus, Carson, I want you to live your life and enjoy it for me. What's your grandfather's name?
Exactly. He would say, get your ass down there, boy.
That's what I'm saying. What's his name? What's his first name?
He went by PH.
PH? All right. He'd say, I want you to go and I want you to party tonight for PH.
Okay, you convinced me.
Yeah! Listen to that! Booyah!
You've got to try to top that now. I mean, come on.
Do you want to find somebody to send in your place? They can just kind of go and they can say, like, well, at least he didn't suffer, or whatever it is you got to say at funerals?
Maybe I had an obligation I couldn't get out of.
I'm just saying. So we'll see you there tonight. We'll send, and you know what? Here's what we'll do. Listen to this now. If only I had some Irish jig music. Do we have anything Irish? I guess not.
And I am Irish, too.
We'll see. You know what we'll do? You know what we're going to do, Carson, tonight?
What's that?
You're there tonight. This is a one night only. If you're there tonight, Sarah's way ahead of me.
I knew you were
going
to... No.
Sarah's way ahead of me on this. Tonight, we're going to bring the room down, and we're going to toast your grandfather and his life.
PH?
Yes, PH. We're going to toast PH and his legacy, his memory, his love of the party that he has passed on to you, Carson.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, you going to be there?
Rick, you are a man for the people.
All right.
I tell
you. Thank you, Carson. All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you tonight, my friend.
All right.
All right. There you go.
All right.
All right. Behold that. Listen to that. Hey, if you're a prospective advertiser in the Rick Emerson Show, I just talked a guy out of going to a grandfather's funeral. You don't think I can hawk your wares? I'm talking about. If you'd like to advertise on the Rick Emerson Show, call 503-223-0300. Ask for Lisa Girard. Hi, Jen. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm trying to see you through the desperation in this room.
I'm saying I'm a man, I believe, in selling retail. You got to fight for every listener. You got to fight for every fan, you know?
It's...
Oh, fine, you sons of bitches. All right, let's go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Rob.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm good, man.
You don't have anybody dead that I have to work past, do you? That's
hey,
a hard
one
objection
time at
to
a Rick Emerson listener party,
yes.
I met two girls named Grace and Glory.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Grace and Glory, the former 1080 girl and sisters, by the way, and the two of four hot sisters.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yes. And
oh, my gosh. You got to, like, step back. You get knocked over.
It is true. You got to use the full wide lens on those girls in the best possible way.
I'm standing in line right now, and I've got three guys locked up in the trunk that I'm going to make come with me.
Fantastic. I forgot we were doing the high concept this one time at a Rick Emerson listener party. Now, this one time at a Rick Emerson listener party, a bunch of photos were taken of you that we had to remove from the website. Isn't that true?
I think at every listener party so far, you've had to remove a bunch of photos of me off the website.
Because it's always your head sandwiched between...
I'm a lucky man.
The womanly parts of two listeners.
It's good to be me.
Yes.
You should hang out with me.
I'm sure your wife would agree with that.
Hey, shut your mouth.
All right, we'll see you tonight, my friend.
All right, later.
All right, there you go.
You know, it's weird. I was really excited about the party before I came in here.
What? Oh, fine. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson. Just because you... Hi there. Who's this?
It's Dave. What's up, bud?
Hi, Dave. What do you got?
Okay, two things. Number one, coffee is for closers, and get yourself a big cup, because that was good.
Oh, that's what I'm seeing. Did you hear me overcome the objection? I should leave this and go to sales right now.
Good.
All right, what do you got?
Astounding for the talent.
Thank you.
I was at the Billy Reid's event in that hot, sweaty night, and I got groped by the least attractive, heaviest girl there.
Okay. Well,
big factor, but it was a thing to remember, at least.
Well, I mean, look, we're giving you... these are the moments that you will recall on your deathbed. When you're on your deathbed, PH style, you will say to yourself, remember that one time that I was groped? And look, I'm from the school of thought, any groping is good groping. You don't want to turn it down.
Yeah, it was a smile on my face, so I turned and locked eyes.
Then it was sort of a kind of a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right. All right. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine and Shantos from Sabala's, where we are going to be tonight, by the way. We are now 4 hours, 15 minutes, 2 seconds away from Listener Party 9 happening at Sabala's about Thaver, 7 p.m. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues next on Johnson 97. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on Johnson 970. It's like the song is designed for that to go right there.
God, I love this song.
503-733-2970. We are now just 4 hours away. 4 hours, 7 minutes, 38 seconds until Listener Party 9 happening at Sabala's Mount Tabor, 7 p.m. tonight. We're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine and Shantos. A man called Shantos is one of those names where, like, you ought to have like a Mexican wrestling mask and a cape.
That's where it stems from, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it stems from my love of Mexican superhero wrestling, and then I had danced in a chicken wire cage for my friend's band on a carousel horse, and then things escalated, and had a band, Shantos the Arachna. They wore both Mexican
wrestlers. I'm still two or three sentences back, actually.
How did it escalate from you dancing in a chicken
cage? Well, I had a thing where a standing thing, I'd dance for my friend's bands if they made me a chicken wire cage, gave me a fryer chicken to dance with,
okay,
and a bottle of bourbon, and then I'd do that on a carousel horse, and we would... yell insults. I needed a microphone, too, so I could yell insults to the crowd at any time I wanted to and be fully protected by chicken wire. That's my story, man.
Well, all right, then.
I lived it. I love it.
We should just end the show now because I have nothing that can top that, sir. Yeah, that's on top of
it. I live it. But, you know, you won't be seeing any of that tonight. Tonight I'll be KJing. You know, and
yeah, so you're going to come? Is this going to be your first listener party?
This will be my first listener party. I'm sort of going to have to do some homework so I have something to say tomorrow and call in and say, the last time I was at a Rick Emerson.
And tomorrow it's a whole lot of so we're unable to speak. Because I got this whole thing, and everybody's seen this, where at the parties, I have this switch that trips in my head. It's like the televangelist switch, where I forget that the microphone actually amplifies my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a whole lot of, hello! Just totally.
You are just yelling your head off the entire time.
My inner Paul Stanley just, blossoms for them. It's a lot of Detroit,
When you're going to have a Dio contest, a Danny DeVito of rock and roll contest. How can you go wrong?
Well, you can't really. I'm glad you asked that because the answer is that one cannot go wrong with, right? So it's the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest. Five people belting out Dio with the live band behind them. It's going to be the best thing.
I never knew my inner rock and roll God was a hairy chested elf, but I love it.
Well, he's a small
he's
guy.
He's powerful. He's like, powerful.
He's compact, but he's concentrated.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you say that pure concentrated orange juice.
He's a rainbow in the dark, bro.
He's a rainbow in the
dark. He's the holy diver.
Holy diver.
Don't stop now. Yeah, all right.
I don't know. I don't know all the lyrics that have been bludgeoned
It doesn't
by.
Matter. You can just give it a lot of...
Back when I was listening, yeah.
Won't
wanna see you on me.
Well, as Ronnie, or as Henry Rollins pointed out one time, like, Ronnie James Dio, you can never go wrong because every Ronnie James Dio album has a solo, has a Evil Woman Look Out Tonight song.
You know, a witchy woman on a mountain.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It doesn't matter. Every third song is like, Evil Woman, I see thee. You know, and it doesn't even, who knows?
I rode the crest of the goat-laden south. The zephyr of magic. I seen the Pegasus cry into the eye of the skunk.
Stop. Okay, I'm going to quit.
I do this for a living. That's
I'm
going to
quit and you can do the show from now on.
Oh, wait, come on.
So, we have a very happy customer that was at one of the listener parties.
All right, how long do we have here?
About 3 minutes.
Okay, because Zavala's, real quickly, they're locked, loaded, ready to launch.
We're ready to go. We got all our armies there. We're ready. People come in, rock out.
Is Keebler doing bar duty?
Keebler is going to be doing the Keebler punches. It's going to be full magic. I'll be doing KJ and after the show. So we might be the only place in town where you can actually swear on the microphone. And we don't really care.
And
just as long as it's done tastefully.
And you have no problem with nudity.
And creatively.
No problem.
And actually, Sabalas has never had any problem with nudity.
And Jen Lynn, you'll be wearing something snug, you know, in the appropriate...
I know what she's wearing. I've seen it.
Oh, you're wearing something very boob forward.
Oh,
it looks
talking about.
Awesome.
All right.
That's the fashion forward type of thought I like.
Forward. I got to one call real quick, and then I got to read a quick email. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, Rick. It's Tinker.
Oh, God. This is, and you are the person who was having sex.
One time at a Rick Emerson listener party, I got laid in the closet.
Yeah.
In the closet, having more than one connotation in this context.
And it could happen to you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, how can you go wrong with that? All right. Thank you, Tinker.
Thank you. Glad you're back.
Okay.
You need to be nice to him.
I'm nice to Tinker. He asked for it. All right. I got to read this email.
And he got it sounds like.
I got to read this email. Rick, what is this BS of people whining about not making it to the party tonight? How effing lame are some of these excuses from yesterday? I'm too old. I live in Oregon City. Is there a bike rack? Good God, man. I'm ashamed for these bastards, and they call themselves listeners. Unless your child is dying, there are no excuses. And even then, you're asking a lot. I'm 49, not old. I own a high-end, high-stress design studio. I'm my own boss. I walk to work. I swear almost every hour on the hour. And most of all, I'm making time to go to the listener party. By the way, I'm walking to the party from downtown. That's over 50 blocks. If I can do this, then certainly all the excuse makers can do it. So to all the little people with little excuses, cry me an effing river and save it for the group. All you have to do is remember what life was like without Rick, or have ye forgotten? If so, don't show. By the way, remember these three words, Ronnie, James, and Dio. You must be there or turn off your dial forever. Good times, Oakley. Just so you know, I'm writing this email seconds before a massive client meeting. Do I care if I'm late? Think again. I make time. There you go. I can't put it any better than that. So, final thoughts. Shanto Sabalas is they are ready to roll. As
bring
they...
it. Sing it.
And then
I guess if you're Tinker, I guess you're going to ding it, too.
Excellent. Jen Lane, you will be there in
Jen
your
Lane's
full glory.
Jen Lane's been at all the parties. Yeah, she knows about all the parties.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to be there, and I'm very excited. I live right next door to Sabalas, so I can get
staggering.
Even more staggeringly drunk than I usually
Excellent.
Do. Yeah.
Sarah Dillon, Tim Riley, myself, the Bigger Than Jesus Band, Clyde Lewis, a special guest performing later on, the Unleash Your Inner God, and a fantastic opening, by the way, so you got to be there at the top of the party.
Yeah, you do
at
not
7.
Want to miss it.
You don't want to be late for that. So that's all I really have to say. We're going to see you tonight at 7 o'clock, Sabalas Mount Tabor, 4 hours from now, where we thank you, all of you, because you are the reason we're back. You are the reason we're back on the air. You are the reason this show lives, breathes, and jumps again. So we thank you for putting us back on the air. We thank you for keeping us back on the air. And we thank you in advance for seeing tonight. Barflymag.com, Jen Lane, Sabalas Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne. We will see you tonight at 7 p.m. for Listener Party 9. Kissing my ass. The Rick Emerson Show. Don't let Vance or Granted on see tonight at 7. Bye.